Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, back in June, I was in New Orleans. It's just you and me, by the way. I've got something I want to talk about. I want to compare three groups of people, and I'll explain myself over the next few minutes. But back in June, I ran into Ken Burns, the PBS producer of all those great shows, the Civil War, baseball, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I ran into him at a restaurant. Now, when I say ran into him, I don't want to make it sound like he said, "Oh, hey, Jim." No, it wasn't like that. I saw him. I recognized him, and I introduced myself. Very nice guy. Very didn't mind me saying hello. Told him I was a big fan. He said, "Well, I've got a big project that's going to be coming out in the fall on Prohibition. Be sure to watch for it." Well, we did, and we watched it, and it was wonderful. Very educating, very entertaining. So if you didn't see the PBS special Prohibition, 3 2-hour segments, it's really worth the watch. Well, the reason I bring that up is because that movement, along with women's suffrage, the right to vote, those two movements were basically companions. And which was the last time that any significant movements like that, sort of grassroots protesting groups, suffrage and prohibition, shared the national stage, was over 100 years ago. Well, here we are now in the 21st century, and there are two successors to that little duo, and that's the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street. Right, they're two grassroots groups that are gaining critical mass at the same time. And like their indignant forebears, the new kids on the block, these two, have just enough in common that they're often compared to each other, in spite of the fact that they're really quite different, including, as you'll see when I explain, in non-political ways. Both the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street believe that the objects of their indignation are broken and must be reformed. Essentially, the Tea Party wants the federal government to be more fiscally responsible, and the Occupy Wall Street folks demand that 21st century capitalism include elements of social justice. And in some cases, both groups are itching for the same reform, like ending taxpayer bailouts and restricting the influence of lobbyists. Both groups are protesting those things as well. But here's where they diverge. And here's how I will bring the third group in. Protests by the Tea Party helped it resurrect and assume a legendary brand, right? The Tea Party from the American Revolution. But their actions were quickly, they quickly polished them into a brand story that was very intuitive and understandable. And they actually leveraged it within the existing political process. And there's proof of that. As you know, in less than 2 years, they told their brand story sufficiently enough that it elected enough members of Congress to influence the national policy debate. Very successful grassroots protesting organization. Now, the Occupy Wall Street folks, now, admittedly, haven't been around as long. But even so, they have created a compelling brand, and they've gotten what I've termed one of the great thing examples of business serendipity. They've acquired a lot of free press, and this is something that our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, a blog, postadvertising.com, there was an article on Kirk's blog about the lack of cohesiveness of the Occupy Wall Street folks' message. And it's caused by that lack of cohesive message is caused by their demands that are all across the board. They're not a cohesive set of demands. And it's created the prevention of them crafting a successful brand story, unlike the Tea Party, which obviously did that. Unfortunately, and this is as you will see in the article if you go there and read it, their story, the Occupy Wall Street story, is being written and told by other people. So they've got all these messages, all these different stories. Nothing really makes, you know, not one particular story that can be identified as a core ideal of theirs. And so therefore the media and me and you are allowed to basically say it however we want to. Well, I want to talk now about what we found out in our polling of you and different audiences. We have the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. And what it supports this appraisal I just made of those two groups. When we ask you which group will have the greatest impact on the next election, Occupy Wall Street came in 11%, and the Tea Party came in at 89%. The companion poll right after that, when we ask if which group was good for America, over 80% said the Tea Party was good for America, while 13% favored Occupy Wall Street. So the Tea Party is, regardless of how you see their politics, whether you agree with them, the Tea Party politically or not, the Tea Party has gotten out a more, they're telling their own story. They've written their own story, they've created their own brand, and they're telling it themselves, primarily. The Occupy Wall Street folks are not doing that, at least not yet, and that's creating a problem for them. So here's the question. Who in your brand, and this is where I'm bringing in the third group, and the third group is you, your small business. Who's telling your brand story? Do you have one central brand story theme about who you are, what your business stands for, et cetera, et cetera? Or are you all across the board? And are you allowing customers and competitors to tell your story while you're not telling your story? Well, let me tell you something. You need, regardless of whether you agree with them or not politically, your small business needs to take a lesson from the Tea Party in terms of brand story, not from the Occupy Wall Street folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Way back when in 67, I was a dandy. Yeah,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.